In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
on the UB Sports Network from Learfield, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, by WGRZ Channel 2, Nike, Pepsi, by Town BMW, and by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, as we are every week, to bring you the latest on UB football. And of course, today we're going to talk an awful lot about the amazing game last Saturday, the 7-overtime game against Western Michigan. Coming up on the show, we will recap that with head coach Leipold. We'll talk about Saturday's game against Northern Illinois. We'll talk with Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne. But we start things off with Bulls quarterback Drew Anderson. And I feel like, Drew, the first question to ask you is, how much has your life changed over the last couple of days after doing what you did in that game on Saturday?
Not as much as you would think. I would say probably a couple more texts and things like that, but you know, just obviously a longer game, but just, you know, just a football game. Went out there and did what we could, so it's in the past now. I gotta move on to NIU. But
all right, so all the attention, all the you know, the statistics, the 597 yards, the most by any quarterback in the country this year, none of that has gotten you a little more attention than you did a week ago?
I mean, I guess it's, you know, it's cool to look back on that and kind of recognize those sort of things, but I really wasn't even thinking about that probably for at least a day or two after the game. You know, all I could really think about was the loss and a couple of plays that, you know, I wish I had back or things I could have done more. But, you know, it's definitely, it's cool, I guess, to acknowledge, you know, and look back in the game and, you know, we were part of history, so. It was cool in that way.
Well, I'm sure Coach will be happy to hear exactly what you just said, which is as many good things that happened in that game and as many signs of progress that were shown in that game, the bottom line is it still goes in the L column. Do you feel like your whole team has that perspective, or maybe that's part of your job to help make sure they get it?
Yeah, no, I think everyone understands that for sure. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you lose 50-0 or 71-68 or whatever the final was. You know, obviously there's things you can take from it, good things you can take from it that we can learn from. But I think everyone understands at the end of the day we lost. We felt like we had a chance to win, probably multiple chances to win. So I think everyone's just kind of excited to go back there again this weekend and try and get a win.
With Bulls quarterback Drew Anderson here on the UB Football Insider Show. As one of the positives that came from this game, you know, not only the way you played, but the way you've sort of established a connection with Anthony Johnson, with the rest of your receivers, the way that you guys showed the rest of the MAC what kind of a dangerous passing game that you have, is that one of those positives?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we definitely built some chemistry. Those guys, you know, I have confidence in them, and hopefully they have confidence in me. You know, I try and always make sure I'll give them a chance at the very least, because I know those guys can make plays. So, you know, I think they know I'll always try and give them a chance. And, you know, they make plays for me just like they did on Saturday, you know. Made it a lot of really good plays, so.
All right, I want you to follow along with me here because, you know, after a game like that, you know, people start to, you know, now that you're a little bit more of a star, so to speak, or a famous guy, follow along with me here. You know, I've heard a lot of similarities to another guy from Northern California who wears number 12, who was overlooked coming out of high school, who went to junior college, who then went to a big college and burst upon the scene and seems to be a guy that knows how to improvise on the field at quarterback and kind of make anything happen. Is it safe to say you may be an Aaron Rodgers fan and you may have been one for a long time?
Definitely a big Aaron Rodgers fan. Actually,
anywhere in the ballpark there? I'm not comparing you to Aaron Rodgers, but I'm saying there seem to be a lot of similarities. Matter of fact, some people think you kind of even look a little like him.
Yeah, I don't know if all those, you know, comparisons are fair. I would say definitely a big fan. I actually used to watch him when I was a kid at Cal. My mom went to Cal, used to go to the games and watch him, so been a big fan for a long time. So to even make any kind of comparison like that is pretty cool, I would say.
The travels are incredibly similar, aren't they? I mean, I got to think you look at his road and say, I'm kind of on the same road here a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's cool to see a guy who went through some of the similar things, I guess I would say, that I went through. You know, I'm not really a big recruit or anything like that. I played at junior college, so it's cool to see just guys, you know, you don't have to be a five-star recruit to be successful and things like that, and you can take a different path than most people, so it's cool to look at that.
All right, final question for Bulls quarterback Drew Anderson here on UB Football Insider. You got the Northern Illinois Huskies coming in, and they have the number one ranked defense in the MAC, and I'm sure you've already seen how well they play on defense. What's going to be the challenge? What are they going to not maybe let you do that you were able to do against Western Michigan?
Yeah, it's a really good defense, really fast defense. Got some, you know, really quick guys in the front seven and DBs too. So it'll be a good challenge for us. I think, you know, the O-line, they just got to keep doing more of the same, I think. You know, they did a great job protecting on Saturday. So we just got to keep that going. And I think it'll be a really good challenge for us.
All right. Good luck on Saturday. That's Bulls quarterback Drew Anderson. The amazing performance against Western, looking to continue with amazing performances. Head coach Lance Leipold joins us to talk more about the game against Western Michigan when we return on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at A-Turf.com.
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to BullsBlueAndWhite.com for more information. Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181. Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The Learfield Director's Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Director's Cup.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider as we continue from here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Don't forget, UB Bulls back home again Saturday. They'll host the Northern Illinois from the MAC's West Division. Kickoff is 3:30. The excitement starts 3 hours prior with the opening of Stampede Square. The tailgate concert stage will be occupied by a local Buffalo band, the Chicago Authority. They'll take the stage at 1:30. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com. Happy to welcome in Bulls head coach Lance Leipold to talk a little bit about Northern Illinois in our next segment. But first, Lance, even though we're a couple of days removed, one of the most amazing Saturdays in football ever in Western New York is still certainly worth talking about. I want to get a little bit of your feel of, now that it's sunk in a bit for both you, your coaches, and your players, how have the guys reacted? How have you reacted? What's been sort of the thought process of after what happened in the 71-68-7 overtimer?
Well, I think there's a lot of different ways to process a game like that. Our guys were definitely disappointed, distraught after a game. You know, so much physical and emotional energy was spent. I think there's things, of course, when you look at the points scored, statistical accomplishments by certain individuals, there's a lot to feel good about there. Then of course, there's things about points given up and opportunities missed and all those different things. So I think everything that kind of goes along the pure emotional way of a game kind of is still being kind of processed. I've been impressed with the way our guys have, kind of bounced back from it to this point. Their reaffirmed commitment of they're seeing where this is potentially can go and where this has been after six games and where we're at, and hopefully they want to get that improved even more so.
I know you're a coach, which means you worry about everything, but do you worry about, for lack of a better word, a hangover effect from a game like that?
No doubt. You know, there's a thing where you get into something like this that, you can't let it. I mean, we're playing a really good football team, but you can't let it become a second loss based on the effects of this game. And the physicality of the game against Western Michigan, the total number of snaps a lot of our players played. I mean, there's guys that have played double the snaps that they played and even some regular performances that they've had. So that is a concern. We modified our week of practice, and hopefully we've put ourselves in the best position we possibly can be to play a good football game.
On a personal note for you, did you hear from some people? Did you feel a little bit of the national attention? I mean, this was a nationally headlining game. Have you heard from some people that you haven't heard from in a while, coaches, colleagues? I mean, what's been that effect of the game?
You know, there's been some of that from people that have watched, media people that were watching in Power 5 conference press boxes and watching. And again, the same, I think, theme has been there about the game, but as a coach, more importantly, how our guys are playing and how hard they're playing. That's what people have seen. People that maybe in the business or people I've known that have watched or followed us since our arrival here, they see the difference when they're watching our football team compared to where we've been. And that's the sign, I guess, when you're trying to build something and build it for the long haul, Those are the things you take out as the most positive.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold as we continue UB Football Insider from here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, talking about the amazing 71-68-7 overtime game against Western Michigan last Saturday. Quick thoughts from you on your quarterback, Drew Anderson. His 597 yards passing set a MAC record, set a school record. They are the most yards passing by any quarterback in the country this year.
Yeah, a remarkable day for him. Again, his accuracy. I think the things that aren't even in those stats that you would say is that we didn't have any sacks and he didn't throw any interceptions. So decision-making, protection, his pocket presence, getting rid of the ball, all those things. And then the performances of our receiving core, even though we lost guys, has a lot to be said as well. So, a personal great day. But I know Drew well enough that he'd trade that all in if we were able to get the W.
All right, wrapping it up here with Coach Leipold on this segment. As I wrap it up with you, here's my question to you. You know, anybody that watched the game has their favorite memory, their favorite play there. I want something from you. Tell me something that maybe us in the public wouldn't think about when you sort of think about things that happened in that game.
You know, those
could
are,
be anything.
Well,
Lance,
a lot of blurs in there. I think when I look at it as our team is that Western was up 10 in the fourth quarter in the red zone, went for it on fourth down, and we got the stop, and we went down and scored. That's a point where they were essentially going to go try to put us away with a touchdown instead of kicking a field goal, and we kind of bounced back from that and went in and then answered that with a score.
All right, well, there you go. That's one of the things amongst the many that jumped out to Coach Leipold. But as he said, there's another game this weekend. Got to shake this one off and get focused for a Northern Illinois team that's playing very well, brings the MAC's number one defense into UB Stadium for Saturday's 3:30 game. We'll get the preview from Coach and our Town BMW keys to the game when we return to UB Football Insider from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road in Williamsville. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Get to UB Stadium Saturday, October 14th, when the UB football team takes on MAC opponent Northern Illinois. Presented by CSEA, kickoff is at 3:30. But the excitement starts 3 hours earlier right inside Stampede Square with family fun entertainment and a concert by local band, the Chicago Authority. Come cheer on your Bulls on October 14th. It's sure to be a day the whole family can enjoy. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPoint team. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We continue from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road in Williamsville, Buffalo's original pizzeria. This Saturday, it's the Bulls and the Northern Illinois Huskies, a 3:30 start at UB Stadium. Stampede Square opens at 12:30, and the Chicago Authority takes the concert stage at 1:30. For more information and your chance to get the VIP game day experience for Saturday, just give a call to the ticket office at 877-UB-THERE. Or go to ubbulls.com. Okay, Lance, now we've talked about how to shake off the Western game and refocus. Your team's certainly already deep into doing that. Let's talk about the Huskies, who come in at a 3-2 mark. They're 1-0 in the MAC. I think their moment that opened some eyes was a win on the road at Nebraska. What does that tell you about a Northern Illinois team?
Well, they're an excellent football team. Having the pleasure to work in that football program at Nebraska for 3 years. I know what that stadium's like on game day, how electric it is. It's a tough place to go play, no matter what how they may be playing. And having a chance to watch the game, then Northern outplayed them the whole day. They were more physical. They capitalized on turnovers and made things happen. But it was one of those that. Was definitely an excellent performance by them. They played Boston College. They went out and played a ranked San Diego State team, and really, really battled them to the end. So we know we were playing another good team. We knew when this schedule was released that this would, even though they were at home, to play these two teams back to back would be a heck of a challenge. And that's why it's going to be for us to be at our best again.
Talking about this Saturday's game against Northern Illinois means it's our keys to the game, and they're presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We love our town. Well, normally when we talk about the opponent, we start with the offense, but I'm going to flip this one around because the Northern Illinois Huskies come in as the number one ranked defense in scoring, passing, and rushing yardage allowed in the Mid-American Conference. And I know you told me last week you don't really pay much attention to that, but I know you're paying attention to the fact that they're really good on defense.
Yeah, and as we said, playing Boston College, San Diego State, Nebraska, those are going to be teams that want to establish a running game, all of them. So for them to play and then throw Kent in there, because Kent's going to be has been run-orientated in what they want to try to get accomplished. So for them to have that type of stats in those games with those type of opponents, it says a lot about their front four and their front seven. So it'll be a huge challenge. Their corners have played well. Come up with some interceptions, pick sixes, and all that. So all the way around, it's going to be a challenge. So establishing something at the line of scrimmage, we didn't run the ball very well against Western, and we're going to need to do a better job to create a little more balance than we had last week.
Talking with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, previewing Saturday's game against Northern Illinois. A couple of defensive players I want you to comment on that jump out. Shawan Lurie, their cornerback, a perennial All-MAC guy, led the nation in interceptions a couple years ago, and now a defensive end by the name of Sutton Smith, who leads the country in tackles for loss and for sacks so far.
Yeah, two very athletic guys who are aggressive players at their position and make things happen. And when you have those type of plays happening early in the year for you, though, you can see those players just ride confidence and keep playing, and they kind of make that go in their direction. Those are things we're going to be aware of. But we know in this conference, each and every week, there seems to be somebody that's leading something. From Kent and their corner to Phillips last week at Western, there's going to be somebody. And we just got to make sure we know where they're at, but at the same time, do what we do.
Well, offensively for Northern Illinois, I feel like I ask you this almost every week, they're trying to figure out their quarterback position. They've had three different players play quarterback at some point in their first five games. Their first starter, Ryan Graham, he gets hurt. He supposedly is back and healthy. Whether he plays or not, we don't know. Daniel Santa Catarina then takes over, plays pretty well, struggles. Then they move to a redshirt freshman in the win over Kent State last Saturday. And Marcus Childers runs for 65 yards, throws for 114, and throws for three touchdowns. So now you got three guys to try to figure out which one you're going to stop.
Yeah, and again, that's probably a good problem for Rod carry there at Northern to have. You know, a couple years back, he was down to walk-on guy. So they've had some problems there keeping quarterbacks healthy. But at the same time, much like us in some positions, when you go through injuries and you kind of weather through those times and you can be able to win, all of a sudden you're building depth. And now they have three guys with experience. The other thing, though, Paul, they really haven't deviated very far away from what they really want to be about, no matter which quarterback's in the game. And as we know, last year we did not play the quarterback very well. Mm-hmm. As went through, our plan wasn't what it needed to be, and as far as containing that, we haven't even touched on special teams where we returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. So those are going to be things that last year, then we turned the ball over four times in the first half. So the wheels came off in a lot of different times pretty early in that game. So we can't let that happen, especially at home, and to give ourselves a chance to win it in the fourth quarter.
You mentioned his name. I had a chance to meet him at Mac Media Day this year. But Rod Carey is the head coach of the Huskies. He speaks very highly of you. You guys go back to the Wisconsin.
I pay him to say those things. There's a few people.
I don't think so, Coach, because you guys go back to Wisconsin. You both coached in the same league in the D3 days in Wisconsin. So you go back a long way with Rod,
don't
you?
Yeah, we were in the league at the same time. In fact, Rod was part of, when I was at Nebraska-Omaha, we had Rod in for an interview one time, I think right about the time I was maybe departing or coming back. I can't remember one of those times. But, yeah, there's a circle of people in there. Rod's quarterback coach, Craig Harmon, was on our staff at Whitewater in 2013, and he and Daryl Paulson got a great friendship, but he worked with Andy and all the guys and was our tight ends coach, and he's a fine coach. So we know a lot of each other. Rod does a great job. He's pretty much from, the same cloth, I guess. You want to be physical up front. You got to be able to run the football. You want to be tough on the defensive line and stay aggressive defensively. And he's done a great job there.
All right, wrapping it up with head coach Lance Leipold, getting you ready for Saturday's game against the Northern Illinois Huskies. What's the encore? What's the encore this Saturday after last week?
Encore's going to be to fight a way to get a win.
I knew you were going to say that.
And that's what we got to find. 3-3 right now. We felt good. In our efforts and where we've gone in all six games. But we've got to start. We can't walk off with. There is no moral victory column. I keep saying that.
I got it.
So we got to find a way to get it done.
All right, that's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. It's the Bulls and the Northern Illinois Huskies on Saturday, 3:30 at UB Stadium. Somewhat of an interesting little Buffalo connection for everybody if they're curious. One of the players on the Northern Illinois team, Chad Beebe, one of their wide receivers, the son of the former Bills Super Bowl team member, Don Beebe, a fan favorite around here in Buffalo. So there's a little bit of a interesting Buffalo connection for you to keep an eye on. At the game on Saturday, should be another fun one for the Bulls as they play at home for the second straight week. Coach, good luck this week.
Thank you very much,
Keep
Paul.
Us on our toes like you did last week, will you?
Right, well, let's hope so.
All right, that's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, Northern Illinois in town on Saturday. We've got much more to come here on UB Football Insider. When we return, we'll talk to one of the stars of last Saturday's game. That's Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne. We'll have that right after this. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to BullsBlueAndWhite.com for more information.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza, and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks, no charge?
Break out the Pepsi.
Buffalo's home for the number one brand in worldwide sports. 1520 AM WWKB Buffalo, ESPN 1520.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is Buffalo's original pizzeria, and we continue UB Football Insider. We thank Coach for a couple of segments there to talk about the big Western Michigan game and this Saturday's game against Northern Illinois. Bulls fans, skip the lines and go Mobile Bull. Get the most flexible ticket option for UB fans. You choose the number of tickets, the date, and the event. For more information, visit ubbulls.com/mobilepass. Well, we're happy to welcome in one of the stars of Saturday's game against Western Michigan. He is Bulls sophomore wide receiver KJ Osborne, and this is our chance to get everybody to know a little bit more about who you are, KJ. They might have been wondering before that game who number 8 was. I don't think they're wondering about you anymore after seeing the performance. Do you feel like it was a little bit of your welcome to the world moment?
Yeah, I think so, which is, it's always fun to, you know, have a game like that. It was funny because earlier that week, my dad, he was like, I feel something special coming. And then my mom, like 2 days later, called me like, I feel something special coming. Then that church on Sunday, the pastor had me stood up and he was talking to me. And then Tito, before the game, he said, I feel something special. You know, so when that happened, I mean, it all kind of came together, so that was cool.
Does that make you think a little bit? You're like, man, what did they know? How did they all know that?
right.
Because it certainly was something special. It was something special for you individually. It's something special that, you know, people haven't seen before. What's been the reaction from friends of yours, family, people around the country that not only had a chance to see this amazing game, but to see you be such a big part of it?
They're all very proud. They just tell me to, you know, keep up the good work. You know, I talked to a lot of guys, like family at home, old coaches, you know, my high school coaches, guys from IMG, guys from Lincoln, again, like family. They're very proud, glad they, my uncle's got a chance to come see, you know, so just very proud, telling me to keep up the good work.
All right, well, you mentioned a little bit of your background, and for those that don't know, you come from Ypsilanti, Michigan, which is right outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Sociology is your major here at UB. You're in your third year here as a redshirt sophomore. Take me back to Michigan a little bit. What was it like growing up in Ypsilanti? And we had a lot of these conversations a week ago with your buddy Tyler Mabry, so right. I'm curious to hear your perspective on what it's like to grow up there sort of in the shadow of the University of Michigan.
Right. It was cool. I come from both my parents, you know, my mom, my dad, they were divorced. I lived with my mom, but, you know, my dad was in my life, you know, all the time, you know, going back and forth. You know, it was me, my mom, my sister at home. But, you know, I have seven sisters.
Wow.
So I have, you know.
Are you the only boy in the family?
I have my stepbrother. So okay. It's like five sisters, two stepsisters, and a stepbrother. So
wow.
It's all of us. You know, it's a big family. So, you know, so I grew up with a lot of siblings. You know, a lot of sharing. And but like you said, it was me, and then it was one other boy. So, you know, I was just, you know, teaching my younger brother. You know, he's younger than me. So, you know, just teaching him how to come up, you know, me and my dad and stuff like that. So
what'd you learn from all your sisters being around like that?
Definitely just taking care of women, you know. So since it was me, my mom, my sister, you know, I was the man in the house when I was younger. So, you know, my dad would always teach me, you know, lock the doors or kill the spiders or take the trash out.
Kill,
you know,
the spiders,
just,
that's a key.
Right, just little things like that. So, but it was fun.
All right, so, you know, Ypsilanti, like I said, is literally the town over from Ann Arbor. So a lot of what goes on in that area where you grew up is sort of dictated by the university, mm-hmm. by the football team, by the big house and everything. Right. How much did you grow up as a Michigan fan? Did you get to go to games very often? Do you get to experience some of what a lot of people in that area do?
Right. When I was younger, my mom went to Michigan. So she was friends with a lot of Fab Five guys. So she's a big Michigan woman. So you know, ever since I was little, it's always been Michigan, Michigan, Michigan. You know, like before I even had a chance to, you know, really pick, they kind of picked for me. But then as I grew up, you know, I kind of still Michigan because, you know, they were still like my closer to me. And then as I got older, Michigan State started to recruit me a lot harder. So then I kind of fell towards the Michigan State side. So
right. Oh, that's the enemy, isn't it, KJ? All right, so you make the decision then, after playing high school football in Ypsilanti, and we're with Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne, to pack up and go with Tyler down to Florida to the IMG Academy. What made you decide to do it, and how hard was it to leave everybody in Ypsilanti to go to Florida?
Right. I knew down south football was kind of different than up north football. So, I mean, just even when I was from, like, sixth grade, I'm like, Mom, can we move to Florida? Mom, can we move to Florida? Knowing it would never happen. But then a buddy of ours, another guy of ours, a friend named Jeff, he went down there for a camp, and they invited him back to come to school there. And then he told me about it, and I remember it popped up just like as an email, just a normal email. He just popped up. And I ended up looking into it, and then we went out there for a visit. And then we went down there for a visit, and then it's like it kind of came true. So it was like the letter came back, and I got accepted, and I was like, wow, like it's really crazy. I mean, it was hard, you know, leaving all my friends, you know, guys I grew up with for a long time. But I knew, you know, the coaches there, the facilities, you know, it was a once in a lifetime opportunity. I love my people at Lincoln. You know, we had just went to the playoffs. You know, my coaches, I had been with those guys. I was the ball boy for them since I was in sixth grade. My varsity team, I was just around there. So it was fun, but it was definitely a hard decision, but it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
All right, so what leads you to the decision to come to Buffalo? And this was a question I asked Tyler a week ago. How much did it help the two of you guys to kind of make these? Matter of fact, if I remember, Tyler said you were the one that convinced him
right.
to come to Buffalo. Is that
right,
true?
Right, yeah, it was. Even IMG, even football, I mean, T was a big basketball guy. It was basketball, basketball, basketball. And I stopped playing basketball going into high school because I started to run outdoor track to be faster for football. And then T was basketball, and he was, like, about to give up football. And I'm like, please, no. Like, please play. And then so he ended up playing. And then I went to IMG, and then he wanted to play basketball again because they had a really good chance of going to States. We had a good team. And then he seen IMG, and then I got him to come down there. And then Buffalo, you know, just coming up here, seeing the – I was really excited for, like, the new start with Coach Leipold. And definitely Coach I was, like, a giant factor. Just seeing his background and his coaching experience. I wanted to get something that was similar to, like, my high school experience. My coach, E.G. Green, he's really family to me.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a big impact on it. And then Tyler committed to SIU, Southern Illinois. And so I seen he did that. And then, you know, it was really hard for me, but I just went with my decision. And went to Buffalo. And then I remember one day I walked in Tyler's dorm room, and he was like, he said something like, I can't. He said, we've been living together for so long. He said, I don't think I can, like, not live with you, or like I don't think I could do that. So then he told me he was going to flip, you know, so I was really excited. But it was definitely, it was a fun process.
That's great. That's good stuff. All right, last question for you, Tyler, and we got another segment coming up with you afterwards too. But the word is you are about the strongest guy on this team. You know, the old pound for pound. You might
not
be able to lift more than O'Hagan and some of those offensive line guys, but for your size, the word is you're one of the strongest guys. What drives you to be able to be such a workout warrior?
Just hard work. I got that from my parents. My parents are very, very hardworking people, my family. So I just know, you know, hard work, you know, it always pays off. So, you know, when I go, I was never even really a big weight room guy. Like, I like all the strain and the I just, like, if even now, like, if I go in there, like, I may do some stuff, but I always just listen to my coaches. My coach Eric, he was at Alabama at IMG. I just listened to him, and I got stronger here. Coming here, and Coach Sid, I just do what's on my card, and I get stronger. Just trusting the process, and then you know, the results show, and so I was able to put up some big numbers, which is exciting.
All right, speaking of big numbers, KJ put a lot of big numbers up in the receiving game. We're going to talk to him about that and the incredible game against Western Michigan. That is in our next segment. More with Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne when we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Get to UB Stadium Saturday, October 14th when UB hosts Northern Illinois. Kickoff is at 3:30, but the excitement starts earlier with a tailgate concert by the Chicago Authority. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPoint team. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
My name is Ruth Rusi, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Rusi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Get to UB Stadium Saturday, October 14th when UB hosts Northern Illinois. Kickoff is at 3:30, but the excitement starts earlier with a tailgate concert by the Chicago Authority. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider as we continue from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. The UB football team going to be home this Saturday. They'll host MAC opponent Northern Illinois. Kickoff is at 3:30. The excitement starts 3 hours prior when Stampede Square opens up. And then the Chicago Authority, a local Buffalo band, will take the stage at Stampede Square at 1:30. For tickets and more, visit ubbulls.com. Continuing with Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne. So we're a couple of days out from one of the most amazing football games that any of us have ever seen. I'm sure you'll tell me it was one of the most amazing ones you've ever played in.
Right.
How has it sunk into you? What's the reaction been? How much did your phone blow up from people that you know all over the country wanting to talk to you about it?
Right. When I came back in the locker room, you know, my phone, I had so many notifications, more than I've ever had. But like you said, it was a crazy game. It was very fun to play in. Just going back and forth and back and forth. You know, it had to be a winner or a loser, but just focus, trying to go out there and execute, and just come out on top. But it was definitely a fun long game. But wish we could have got the win. But it was definitely fun to play in. It's nice hearing that, you know, like people say, like even Coach Leipold, when he came back in the locker room, like that was the craziest game he ever seen. So it was. It was a blur.
I thought you were incredibly eloquent in the postgame show. You said a couple things that have resonated with me. You called it a blur, right. The whole game a blur, and then you really made a lot of people laugh when you said that, you know, Coach always tells us, you know, all we got to do is score one more point. So if they score 71, we got to score 72.
Right. That's what it is. Like we talked about it going into the homecoming. You know, it's a lot of stuff. You know, we like to get the fans involved. But our number one goal is to win the game.
You know, what was it like to be in the middle of it, KJ? Mm-hmm. You played so many plays. Like you said, it's back and forth. It's overtime. They do this, we got a match. We do that, they got a match. Mm-hmm. Can you think about any of that, or are you just going, what's the next play, got to run the next play?
I think we were thinking about that. I know we know that Western was a good team. So, you know, Coach I telling us, you know, we're going against the champ. So the champ, you know, there's no draw. If it's a draw, the champ wins it. So he said, you know, we got to go in there and take it. So, you know, everything, like even on special teams, like me and Chris Bell, we downed the punt. You know, we put them in bad field position.
That was a great play.
We know things like, you know, just route depth and just anything. We know, like, in that game, in the moment, some of the times, you know, obviously you got to look at the down and distance, things like that. But some of those plays, you just know, you know, when your number is called, you know, that was my first time doing a punt return. I haven't played in the slot since like the Minnesota game. Tone hasn't played the outside position in, you know, I don't know, since maybe the summer. So just being in the moment, you know, just focusing up on the sideline, really locking in, that's what it was.
Speaking with Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne, who had a career high numbers of 7 catches, 138 yards, and 3 touchdowns in the game against Western Michigan. 54, 27, and 43 yard touchdowns. The big plays, we've seen some of that from you, but your ability to make a short pass and turn it into a big play, is that something that you've been waiting for the opportunity?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, like I said, just trust in the process. You just know when my chance, when my number gets called, that I'm going to make the play. I've been confident. I know I can do that. It was nice to be able to show the coaches, you know, like outside of a practice situation, you know, showing it in the game. But definitely would like to bring and, you know, help guys like AJ and Emmanuel on the big plays in our offense.
Right. Well, speaking of AJ, I want you to give everybody a little perspective on what it's been like for you to play with him. I mean, you know, he has burst onto the scene, even though you knew how good he was from last year. But he was amazing in the game against Western. He's been amazing all year long. Makes your life easy when all of a sudden he starts to get a lot of attention.
Right. It does. You know, when people try to double team him or something like that, even on, I think on Martinez touchdown, like the safety, he draws so much attention and he leaves guys wide open. So, you know, playing with somebody like that is definitely fun. Just seeing, like, you know, like how he uses his speed. He's good with his hands and things like that. You know, we're roommates in the hotel, so we talk. You know, we know, like, a lot of guys, like, throughout the country, so we talk, but it's fun playing with people like that.
All right, and then talk to me a little bit about your quarterback. You know, I mean, you know, if a star ever emerged from that game, you know, it's the fact that Drew's now thrown for more yards than any quarterback in the entire country has after the 597-yard performance. Did you feel like that, I don't know about 597 yards, but did you feel like that kind of performance was coming from Drew, or he had it in him based on what you've seen?
Yeah, we definitely knew we had him in him. Like I said after the game, we don't think the public may knew, but, you know, like inside the locker room, we knew that Drew was the real deal. So, you know, he's done a good job in stepping up, you know, when Tyree went down. You know, he just making plays, you know, reading coverages and making, you know, throwing good balls. So it's definitely excited to see him, you know, get his chance and do that.
One of my friends said to me, and not to make crazy comparisons, but One of my friends said to me, watching the way Drew played in that game reminded them of how Aaron Rodgers plays with the Packers. Whatever needs to get done, move around, slide here, there. Is that a fair comparison? And if we really want to compare, they kind of look a little
alike.
Right,
that's what
they're
we get
both from Northern California. They both went to junior colleges in California before moving on to FBS school. So are we onto something here?
Right. That was pretty cool. I didn't know all that. But I think, well, me, definitely just from – you know, he's number 12, you know, so he kind of looks like him. He got a nice little touch when he throws the ball. So that's where we get it from. But, yeah, all those facts, that does make it a little weird.
Yeah, so, well, there you go. Hey, you know, if we continue to talk about how they remind – that he reminds all of us of Aaron, then a lot of things are going well for you guys as receivers, for him, for the offensive line that didn't allow a sack in 61 passes. So keep up the good work, KJ. It's been great to see you emerge and become a bigger part of this offense. And I know with six more games left, there's a lot more to come for you.
All right,
that's Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne. Certainly somebody to watch for at Saturday's game against Northern Illinois. We got one more segment to go on the radio show. We'll talk about all the crazy records and the attention the game has brought to the Bulls with John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Department. When we return, this is UB Football Insider from Learfield.
Get to UB Stadium Saturday, October 14th, when the UB football team takes on MAC opponent Northern Illinois. Presented by CSEA. Kickoff is at 3:30, but the excitement starts 3 hours earlier right inside Stampede Square with family fun entertainment and a concert by local band, the Chicago Authority. Come cheer on your Bulls on October 14th. It's sure to be a day the whole family can enjoy. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181. Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We continue, final segment of the show here. We thank Lance Leipold and KJ Osborne and Drew Anderson for being our guests. We always save the best for last. He is John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. And normally when you come on this show, John, we talk a little bit about the MAC. We talk a little bit about the NFL. We talk about MAC guys, MAC games. We got none of that to talk about today because you got like 14 pages worth of stuff from the amazing 71-68-7 overtime game against Western Michigan. What's been the reaction? What's been part of your life over the last couple of days?
Well, it's funny, you know, usually Sunday nights is when I start doing my prep for, you know, the next week's game. And you know, Sunday night I was up until I think 1 a.m. just kind of combing through all these numbers and just it's just unlike anything any of us have ever seen before, you know. And it was an amazing night. I mean, obviously it didn't turn out the way we wanted to on the scoreboard, but just to be a part of a game like that was just, it was incredible.
Yeah, and you know, and on the surface, I think people have already known now, it ties for the longest game with three other games for the longest in NCAA history. It was the most combined points in an overtime game. Your guys scored the most points in a loss in overtime. But what else have you sort of uncovered from that one?
Yeah, well, I mean, just how about the fact that after regulation, the two teams scored, the score was 40-37. just the seven overtimes alone. Right. I mean, how crazy is that?
And it was 31 all at the end of regulation.
Yeah, 77 points scored in the seven overtimes. You know, there were 19 touchdowns scored by both teams, 13 passing touchdowns. You know, obviously, you know, without, I mean, there's a ton of just different numbers. But, I mean, I think, yeah, everything starts and stops with just the play of Drew Anderson and those numbers. I mean, that was incredible. To see a quarterback throw for 597 yards, I mean, it's nothing that I've ever seen before, and no one in the Mid-American Conference has ever seen that,
right?
Because it's the most yards ever in the history of the Mid-American Conference.
Just crazy.
I mean, about the quarterbacks that have come out of this league. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, Chad Pennington, Byron Leftwich, just to name the top three that you come to the top of my head. But, I mean, it's been
the
notably
Dan LaFevers, guys who have been great in this
Bruce Gronkowski's played in the league for a number of years, and I mean, it's a quarterback league, and to have, you know, Drew Henderson, who making his second career start ever for the Bulls, is now the all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns. He tied the MAC career record or MAC single game record for touchdowns as well with seven. It was, it was an incredible night.
The most yards thrown for by any quarterback in the country, Drew Anderson's record, and all the great quarterbacks, all those guys who the crazy offenses out west, none of them have been able to do that.
Yeah, it was amazing. And you think about it, I think it was most amazing is just how it happened. I mean, they weren't like little dinks and dunks. I mean, he was throwing the long ball. I mean, he had touchdown passes. He had a 72-yard pass, a 64-yard pass, a 54-yard pass, a 53-yard pass. And we had four plays over 53 yards of all pass plays in that game.
Yeah, just incredibly amazing. And, of course, obviously, you have spent some time rewriting the UB record book. You know, I mean, we know that it's now a school record breaking Joe Licata's mark for both yardage and touchdown passes, and I'm sure there's got to be a litany of other things that have been changed in the UB school record.
Well, what's funny, Joe was on the sideline. Joe Licata was on the sidelines for the game, and we were on with a bunch of other players that he played with home for homecoming, and they're all ribbing him pretty good when his record went down. And think about it, the previous record was 497 yards against Army in 2000. Or sorry, against Toledo in 2013.
Yeah.
Here's 100 more yards and plenty. You know, and I think maybe four or five more touchdowns than Joe threw in that pass or
right.
that game.
And finally, wrapping it up with John Fuller here. What's been the national sort of attention? Have you gotten a little bit of it? I know that's kind of your job too to monitor all that and keep an eye on it. What's been the national perspective?
Well, I mean, Drew was named a MAC East Division player, MAC East Offensive Player of the Week this week, but he was also for the first time ever he was on the Manning Star Great Eight. They pick out eight quarterbacks a week, and he was one of the Manning Award stars. He was also the Davey O'Brien Award, puts out weekly top accomplishments and top players, and he was on that list as well. And we've never had a player on there ever. So, I mean, you know, it's we're kind
and
of
your offensive line
one.
Was honored too, and rightly so.
No, rightly so. You know, real quickly, you know, they were named the Joe Moore Award midseason watch list given out to there are 16 teams that were honored. UB is one of them, and they listed them alphabetically, and it went Alabama, Auburn, Buffalo, Clemson, just to name a few. So it's pretty good company to keep.
That
offensive line has done an amazing job.
It is pretty good company. So good thing all those record books are done on the computer now, and you didn't have to do a lot of erasing like you did in the old days. John Fuller is the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. Thanks for the update, John. Hoping that we keep you busy on your toes with more records broken as the season moves on. Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of UB Football Insider. It's the Bulls and Northern Illinois, 3:30 on Saturday at UB Stadium. Hope to see you there. We'll see you every Monday from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill for the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold from Learfield.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.